What's been your experience with the carbo-taxol bevacizumab regimen, particularly in terms of side effects and toxicity?
It's added toxicity. We have used anti-angiogenic agents for about 5 to 7 years, so we have experience with them. So, for instance, the oral pills that are the vascular endothelial growth factor receptor 2 inhibitors also share some of the same side effects that include high blood pressure and increased risk of clot, bleeding, and proteinuria. And the side effects are manageable like many of the others that we use. The hypertension is treatable. We handle most of it ourselves. The risk of clot is real. You know, we see an increased risk of deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary emboli. We haven't, when you apply the algorithm of the adenocarcinomas with no history of hemoptysis, we haven't seen too much problem with hemoptysis and with other risks of bleeding, although in the randomized trial, it clearly runs at about 2 or 3% in both the trials in the United States and Europe for the bleeding, even within that selected population.
Any speculation on what's going on in those patients who do have bleeds?
Well, the things that have been identified in the prospective trials have included squamous cell cancers and history of hemoptysis. When those patients are excluded, you cut down on the risk. In the randomized phase 2 data where this looked, it was 6 patients out of approximately 30 who had squamous cell cancers. When you get those, you get it down to about 2 or 3%. They're rarely fatal. People have looked to find out if they think they're central lesions. They've looked to find out if there's blood vessels in them. They've looked at vascular endothelial growth factor levels in the serum, and there's no real good predictors for it. I think, you know, in our own experience, one of the things that's very different about anti-angiogenic agents, and this is both true with bevacizumab as well as the small molecule inhibitors of the vascular endothelial growth factor receptors, is that these lesions that these patients have can cavitate. And it's different than what we've typically seen with cytotoxic therapy by itself, and that is these sort of spherical lesions hollow out in the middle and you see a cavity in the middle. And that is one of the things that appears to be associated with the development of hemoptysis. And the assumption is that the anti-angiogenic agents block off the blood flow to the middle of it, it necroses in the middle, and then you lose some of the structure and the blood vessels can't regrow and then they can bleed into it.
I don't know if you've had the experience of seeing a tumor cavitate on a regimen including bevacizumab, but do you think that's an indication to hold therapy?
In the trials that we've designed using vascular endothelial growth factor, either receptor inhibitors or ones directed against vascular endothelial growth factor, if it's an uncomplicated cavitation, we have not withheld it. One of the things one clearly does is if they have any hemoptysis, you obviously stop it. But, you know, my own opinion, we don't have enough evidence to stop treatment if they develop cavitation.